And going live now, so. It probably heard me saying that, because it usually puts the audio on a little bit beforehand. But yes, hello, everybody. Sorry, I keep forgetting that. Hello.
Good evening.
I've tried to... Yeah. we're online now. No, I've tried to set it so you guys don't get horrendous pre-roll ads, but that doesn't always work.
Yeah, in fact, do I see it? I see an advert.
Oh, goddammit. No, I try to make sure that the... people don't get that, but it's just that's just the way the cookie crumbles, I'm afraid.
It's all right. I'm getting an advert, so I'm not even going to skip it.
I've got them turned off, technically. I've got overlay ads and sponsor cards on, but I don't actually have skip below and skip a video ads on. So,
weird.
Yes, hello. Sorry about the delay for this stream and the delay for the democratization stuff in general, even though you guys are catching up. Because I keep getting messages, so we've had like technical issues.
We've had technical issues. I've had people being hospitalised and having operations on, then bereavements, and then you've had that. It's been a bit of a wonky old couple of weeks, to be honest.
In the space of a week, your grandma's died, my grandma's died, and AA's grandma just died.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
Damn.
So yeah, it's been a real kicker. But I'll do the normal pre-stream stuff. If you want to donate to us, you can. We're still fully monetized somehow. we have that join button down below. You can become a member, or you can send us super chats. But YouTube takes a cut of both of those. The best way to support the stream is via Streamlabs. There is the donation link in the description, and one I will just pin in the chat. YouTube has been very odd with me lately. Generally things will come out in the end, but like I had to change the time for this like three times before it would recognize it. There's a few things like the ads that we don't seem to have control over. They will play like multiple mid-rolls even though I've tried to manually set where the mid-rolls are. So there's a few normal YouTube channel issues that people point out to me, but honestly, that's unavoidable. I'm sorry. I actually can't do anything about that. But in general, we haven't really been making content because we've been honestly too busy.
I know. I know people who've been watching my Twitter feed will have caught up. Some, I mean, I've basically gone to war with the NHS in the last couple of weeks.
You have.
I might elaborate a little on what's happened there, because there is quite a story there.
Feel free. We can talk about that. This is just a general catch-up stream. We're not going to be going for too long, because I actually have a job interview at 9 in the morning tomorrow. So
yes.
that's something that's happening. But
actually, dude, check this out. I've just transitioned this over.
Transitioned, you say?
Yes, indeed. Check out. Look, I've got the chat screen. Actually working and readable.
Oh, finally, yes.
Check it out. I think it looks pretty good.
That looks a lot better than it did. We've had weird trouble. I know it's not that hard, but we're having a bit of weird trouble getting the chat readable on OBS, because we are transmitting in like 1080p, and sometimes it doesn't like that. But we've got a nice clear overlay, so we can actually have questions. Also, hello, Yiz. Saw you in the chat there.
Hey.
And hi to everyone. Hi, Charlie Chieftain. Hi to Mugroot. Hi to Walder. I see a lot of regular people. Hi, Caleb. Yes, late and gay and also Venus. Much appreciated. But it's... I'm sure people will fill up as the time goes on, because it has been a little while since we have streamed. But it is good. It is good that the YouTube channel hasn't died either. We've been kind of consistently getting subs every day. And a lot of people have been going back and going through the democratization series, which is kind of something I expected, because there is a lot of content there. So
it's, to me, to be honest, 3.5 hours streaming is tricky, is difficult. There's a lot of reading there. I wouldn't blame people to sort of take those in half an hour or 45-minute chunks. In fact, I would probably even recommend it. Well, we've even talked about doing that, haven't we?
Yeah, we talked about chopping them up. They need to be done in that longer form, because that's the only way they really hang together.
Yeah.
But I think at some point we are going to go back, once this part of the series is over at least, because we've got a whole plan of more content. Don't worry, we're never going to run out of that stuff. We're just, you know...
I really want to do a Hyperborean.
We need to get them skip. Like, that's what we're gonna do in the kind of the between time of doing these time period stuff. But oh, thank you. That I saw Shlomo Shekelberg has donated $14.88, as is tradition. that's the traditional donation amount.
Indeed.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot to do something. You know what? I just realized in chat, I have another option available.
Oh, you do, don't you?
Yeah, there we go. We'll just have him pop up. that's right. I've resurrected Fischenberg. Yeah.
Oh, good shit, Trig. Good shit. Don't forget, if you're a member, you can use the custom emotes. We do actually have like 7 of those, I think, now, which is quite good, since we have actually quite a few people who are still members. So that's some good shit, is what that is. But yeah, hopefully we can revive and get people used to us streaming again. I'm hoping we can keep these regular from now on.
Yes.
Yes, the return of Fischenberg. Way back, I still get messages about the infinite crab bucket.
Yeah, same. I think for some reason it seems to be everyone's favorite. In fact, I was having a chat with Mr. S. Smith there about it just the other day on Twitter about the crab bucket. Yeah, no, people loved that episode. In fact, a good mutual friend of ours who was a member of the chosen race was telling me it was his favorite as well. He liked Fischenberg. So, you know, What can I say?
Gaius Nautius Caesar there has become a hat tipper. I think you're our first hat tipper ever, actually.
Thank you indeed.
Yeah, you're the first person to join on that tier. Because everyone seems to go for the mid tier, which is the Venus Bro. So thank you. Thank you there for joining. Normal streamer stuff here. Gives us a bit of a break from the very, very dense stuff.
Yeah.
To segue scatterbrainedly into some of the more dense stuff, though, I've been trying to track down a lot more reading. In this in-between period.
Okay.
I've been trying to track down actually a copy of Crisis and Leviathan, because that's one of the only ones I keep being recommended that I can't find online, basically, because we're being cheapskates. Well, we're not being cheapskates. We're trying to show you sources that we can put on screen.
Yes.
And short of like smartphone pictures of physical books, which are a bit of a pain, you can't really do that unless there's a good ebook version of it out there, which for... A few of the things that I've been looking for there really aren't. A lot of this can be quite hard to get hold of. So
I know. I tried to do a couple of shots of literally smartphone shots of my History of the Great War books, and all of them looked awful. Because, as you know, I have a massive great bookshelf full of very, very old books on that particular period of time. And others.
You do. Yes. You very much do.
Even got an original Trotsky's The Prophet Armed. And Mao's Little Red Book as well. Yeah.
But, and apart from dealing with family stuff, I've also been trying to repair my house. I'm still
You got your plumbing sorted, didn't you? Yes.
Finally, I had to have a very large section of my pipes removed. I basically plumbing on 2 levels done, but it is fixed now. My house is a bit old. It is from like 1911, so there are a few eccentricities with it, but it is done now. It's been all, like I said, it's just been mostly just normal life stuff. But oh boy, has July been busy. It's also been really nice and warm here as well.
Yes.
Which has been thankfully useful for the DIY, but I'm kind of glad it's not like 32 degrees outside right now like it has been occasionally.
It doesn't happen very often in England. We get it for a week or two every year. I've been enjoying it. I will be honest. I've been enjoying the hot weather, apart from when it gets to about 12 at night, and it's still 30 degrees because our houses are all designed to be warm and have insulation and no air conditioning, which has been that's been the downside. I've been enjoying the sunshine though. That's been nice. Yeah.
Also, Charlie Cheetan, yes. Evelyn did finally get her economics degree certificate, so that's good. With the correct name on it, too. So, because they originally put both on, hilariously. Because the public sector is incredibly incompetent.
Yes, if not downright psychotic. Oh dear. Oh, so it arrived with Evelyn and Duncan on the. Okay, that's. I didn't know that. That's mad.
Skull's commenting on my slightly room tony microphones because I'm using a Yeti without good isolation, and Discord sometimes decides to make it sound really bad. So yeah, that's it's not it's not a lot we can do about that apart from recording with audio, separate audio streams, in which case it stops being a live show. So.
We can try and trim it a little bit. It seems to be a little overblown at the moment. Maybe a little less gain. I'll try and up the volume here. I don't know. I don't know if it's worth.
No, I'll just leave it. Leave it as it is. It's working right now.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Oh dear. But yes, it's been an odd one. And
Maybe that's on your end there, Skull, because to me the audio actually sounds fine. I've just checked it on the stream, and yeah, it. I don't know. Maybe you've got it open in two places, but
me as
that's.
well. Ooh,
No, you're
okay.
fine. You're fine. I think that's on Skull's end there. We shouldn't worry too much about the audio.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh dear. To quickly get into some current events, have you been keeping abreast of this Blizzard situation at all?
Oh God, I heard something about this recently. I can't say a huge amount. But yeah, basically, gamers are bad. A TM, essentially.
Did you hear about the Bill Cosby suite?
What? No.
Trig, you didn't hear about the Bill Cosby suite?
No, I have been, yeah, no, I've been.
Oh man, I get to show you this on air then.
Do it, because I have
Oh.
been, apart from, well, you knew what I was up to last week, because we were hanging out and drinking beers, but, no, I've.
Sick Otaku article, okay, but it's funny. And it's basically the version of the online. It's in the general chat in the Discord, but it's basically the version of the online, like, gaming left eating itself.
Okay.
Inside Blizzard developers' infamous Cosby suite, they rented a hotel room at BlizzCon, got a giant picture of Bill Cosby. This is in 2013, by the way, when it was like the hot Cosby South Park joke is from then, basically,
Yeah,
as well, I think.
I know, I remember. Oh.
And there's like they filled it with booze, and there's like screenshots of the BlizzCon Cos. They called themselves the Cosby Crew, and they talked about bringing women back to the Cosby Suite. I just.
Oh no, this is what I d wow, no, I hadn't heard about this. This is news to me. This is
don't know,
damn,
I get.
okay, let
Put
me
that image on screen.
I'm gonna have to put this on screen. Yeah, give me a second, 'cause I've been being a bit of a spaz. And for some reason, there we go. There we go. Let's transition that over to look at
Oh
that
dear,
now.
yeah. No, this has been my like silly internet giggle of for the past couple of days, because Blizzard has all kinds of problems.
Well, yeah. I mean, no, the last time I remember people going at Blizzard was the whole "Don't you have your mobile phones?" lol nonsense with Diablo. But that's a while back now. This is they had a Cosby's what? What?
In 2013, so like 8 years ago, but still, it also like Blizzard's in a huge amount of trouble. They're being sued by the state of California, because of their workplace environment. A whole bunch of people have been accused of sexual misconduct. A whole bunch of devs have left. The latest World of Warcraft patch has been delayed, basically. The game's in a real state. People don't like it. It's been like that for a while, but it's worse recently. A few of like basically all the major World of Warcraft streamers have started playing Final Fantasy Online. Like that's why Final Fantasy 14 Online has been kind of in the zeitgeist recently.
Oh, okay. I mean, I've been off MMORPGs since I stopped playing Eve because I wanted my life back, and that was a long time ago. So, I try to avoid them in general. because I'm massively addicted to them, if I'm actually honest about it. So, holy shit, this is bad.
The thing is, since I had a lot of spare time, I was thinking of maybe playing like the launch of, because I played WoW primarily during the Burning Crusade. I did used to play World of Warcraft for a little bit because I basically got like a year's worth bought for me,
Right.
as a present. So I used to play that, just before the Burning Crusade came out and just after. If those of you who played it will remember. And I was thinking of, WoW Classic's been kind of a thing. A lot of people have enjoyed it. A lot of, a few of my friends, shout out to the Myers crew, used to play it a little bit, because they relaunched the 2006 version, and then they've now relaunched the expansion. But they've
Okay.
put a lot of the monetization horse shit in this latest version of the supposedly classic game, so that's put a lot of people off as well. It's
Of
been like,
course they have.
it's not been like a 1-2 punch for Blizzard. It's been like a Fist of the North Star. They've just been pummeled this past month.
Thousand punches, they're already dead and they don't even know it yet.
Yeah,
We just wait for
they're
their heads to explode, which seems to be what's happening here. God damn it.
a bit pink misted. Yeah.
I mean, a Cosby suite. That's kind of funny, I've got to say.
I mean, it's funny if they were a developer like Running with Scissors who had some balls,
Yeah.
if they were known as this like anti-PC kind of raw balls out developer who didn't give a shit, but this is like PR obsessed Activision Blizzard. I mean,
Damn.
2013 was not that long ago, honestly, in terms of Blizzard as a company. I mean, this is like post StarCraft II Blizzard. This is like, getting towards Overwatch era Blizzard. This is definitely Tracer is gay, politically correct Blizzard at this,
I
wasn't
don't
that far
know. I
away.
don't know. Tracer is gay, politically correct Blizzard is 2015, 2016. 2013,
Yeah, but
I suppose
it's
they're
not
already
that.
heading they're heading down
Yeah.
that, aren't they? Yeah. God damn.
I mean, it's funny. I always mock people for making this their entire content, though, but we are just doing like a bullshitting stream, so sue us.
Oh yeah.
I do try and do stuff of consequence. I'm still trying to write for the Substack as well. That is still a thing. I still have some drafts. I'm going to announce it properly in a video, but I'll be speaking at an event. I don't think it's been fully announced yet to start basically stop it being picketed, honestly. But there's an event that Academic Agent has been promoting a bit. He's not organizing it. That's a bit of a misconception, but it's going to be. I think I can say it's going to be near Birmingham. I don't want to reveal too much because the final location isn't being revealed to people who haven't booked. I don't know if it's been revealed yet. I'll have to get some stuff from the organizers about how much I can say. I'm going to make an announcement video for that because I'll be at an in-person event, like delivering an hour lecture that I've already written. And it m will probably also be published in a book of essays. Yeah, the AA meeting event. It's called the shielding event. I'll make a proper video on it. I'll do a proper announcement and give you guys the idea. But I'm
Okay.
basically going to be doing like an in-person democratization thing. So that should be interesting. Organized by the Fed. Which one? The glowy Fed or the financial Fed?
Is there a difference? One finances the
I'm sure there's a difference.
other.
I will say a lot of you guys have been consistently members. I've got a notification here saying James Merry has been a member for 4 months in a row, so thank you for that. There's
Damn.
a lot of people who become members and stayed members, even though we haven't been making, the most content right now. Again, apologies for that, but we will try and do that going forward. We're not trying to
Yeah.
spoonie ourselves.
No, we have had essentially. Has it been 4 weeks off? I think it's been 4 weeks, maybe even longer.
We have tried to keep you guys updated. The last 2 weeks, well, the last 3 weeks have really just been due to, well, last week we were together in person, so
Yes, we were.
we were actually doing stuff offline. But
We were doing the
the two,
piers.
yeah, mostly due to family stuff. For those who like, we referenced it earlier, but for those who don't know, my grandma passed away on Sunday. Actually, as I was coming back from your house.
Yeah, I know. So I'm really sorry to hear that, dude. Was it because we haven't really spoken much since that news? I mean, She'd been ill for a while, is that right?
She's been ill for a couple of years, so it's not really much of a surprise. But it is, it still isn't great.
No.
And I have the main thing is I have a lot of like logistical organization to do.
Oh, I know, so I understand that.
it's just like life actually does come at you fast.
It does, and you know what? I'm going to go into the details. I'm not going to go into all of the details because there might be a lawsuit involved in the situation that happened with my gram. Because
please do regale us with a tale of how terrible the NHS is.
Because I am literally at war with the NHS at this point, which is difficult to say as someone who has had his life saved by the NHS on at least three occasions. But it was about three weeks ago now. My gran was taken into hospital after her at a really really good nursing home, really good nursing home. And she developed a nosebleed because of high blood pressure. Doctor on site went, okay, we can't cure this. I'm going to call you an ambulance, get you whipped into A&E, get them to cauterize this nosebleed, and you should be back to us in a couple of hours. No problem at all. They took her into A&E, and A&E left her in the corner, essentially. Didn't touch her, did not even see her for 12 hours. With a nosebleed.
12, yeah, that's 12 hours, guys. That's you're not mishearing that. That's 1, 2, 12, yes.
Yeah, went in at 9 o'clock in the evening, was not seen until 9 o'clock in the morning. During that time, she had managed to bleed, because of a nosebleed, into her lungs. She had managed to inhale some of the blood. The doctor on site heard rattling in her lungs, because she'd got fluid in her lungs, decided that she had what they call aspirated pneumonia. Ran her in for a scan of her head because she had it on a record that she had fallen over. And so she didn't receive any treatment whatsoever for this new aspirated pneumonia. The blood nosebleeds had stopped by this point. For another couple of hours, it was 5 o'clock when a doctor started prescribing her medication. And admitting her to a ward. That medication was morphine. As far as I know, that was all they were going to give her. They decided not to give her any antibiotics to fight the pneumonia because she was 94 and had pneumonia. They declared that she was end of life.
Yep. Basically, they have this tick list and they try and make you as many things on the tick list as possible. For those who don't know, for some context, I think it was 2012, there was a big controversy about something called the Liverpool pathway,
yes,
which was a euphemism for we are euthanizing old people.
Mm-hmm.
It is very much on purpose. The NHS sees people over a certain age with certain conditions as not worth saving. They see them as a burden. It's like an automatic version of the there was all the hype about the Obama era death panel stuff,
yep,
which partially was true. A lot of that stuff was actually true. They did actually differentiate between who could and couldn't get treatment because nationalized healthcare is basically the tragedy of the commons as a work example.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, Horace the Mukau, the Liverpool care in quotes pathway, which no. Basically they withdraw food, they withdraw fluids. Basically, they decided to pump your grandmother full of morphine and starve her to death.
Yes, that's it. Now we heard that she would been admitted to a ward. I'm not going to go into the details. I could name the ward. I could name
I wouldn't.
I'm not going to because we are literally at the present moment talking to two MPs, the police, and members of the NHS about this. We heard about this that afternoon when my mum had spoken to them and was like, what's happening in the morning? And they're taking her off for a scan, yada yada yada. Made it sound like she was getting very good care. It wasn't until we got there the next day that we realised what was going off. Spoke to her GP, who, when hearing what ward she was in, was like, good God, I sent her down there to sort the nosebleed out. You've got to get her out of there, they'll kill her. So we arranged to have her removed from the hospital, which happened the following day. So at this point, she'd basically had 3 days without food on huge amounts of morphine, so that she wasn't unable to, so she wasn't able to sort of be coherent. No antibiotics, no Parkinson's meds, and basically at that point the deal was done. Sadly, very, very sadly, she got back to the nursing home. She perked up for a bit, but they had done enough damage that within a week or so after that, she unfortunately passed away, which is absolutely freaking heartbreaking. And the NHS basically killed my grandmother. So it has been a very stressful 2 weeks on that front, and our week last week of just going sod it, let's go drink beer. And eat good food and generally good company was very, very well needed. And
yes, it's been.
It was very nice.
It was. It's, again, it's, as I keep trying to describe to people, everybody has horror stories about the NHS. You can't, it's very difficult to take legal action against them because there's been like several different stages of legal protections for the NHS against that. I won't bore you with the details, but the NHS has basically tried to kill every member of my family at some point, including me.
Yes.
I actually nearly died of appendicitis when I was 15. Appendicitis. That's very, very third world shit. But yeah, it's been, again, this is what we've been up to, really. It's been just a lot of life stuff. As I stressed, actually, there's a stream I did with British Knight, which I'm actually quite... I'm still happy with it. It was a couple months ago now, but you know, it's basically just me trying to grab people and shake them and tell them to go outside and do things. And you know, that's how things actually change. And that's true. I've spent the last year really, essentially pissing a lot of people off and retreating from a lot of my kind of bigger online positions, as it were, but I felt a lot happier for it. And I feel it's much better being able to talk in a quality manner, like I'm doing now, to a smaller group of people and have a large amount of people I'm just reading the headlines to. And a lot of what I want to do and will be doing is just trying to encourage people to organize and talk to their friends, talk to their family, talk to people around them. And really that kind of like grassroots, you know, a lot of this is being built up from scratch.
I'm totally with you. It's not just talk to your friends. It's also be an example. It's also be the person that has, again, with British Note, actually, Evelyn and I had a good stream on British Note. And at the end of that, I was saying, you know, be the guy that people turn to, or you know, when you see something that needs doing, don't call up the local council. Don't, you know, rely on the government. Be the guy that fixes it himself. Be the strong man.
There's that whole thing and the whole like thought experiment of like, if the government just ceased to exist, how long would it take you to notice?
Absolutely. And if you are doing everything that the government supposedly does, suddenly if you don't need the government, nobody around you needs the government. Suddenly the government ceases to be needed. At which point you can start asking for tax rebates. Well, no, you can't.
Most of the interactions in your everyday life don't involve government agents. They don't involve the government. And they have done increasingly recently, but that's by design. And, you know, there's a great saying that most of us, 99% of the time, essentially live in anarchy, effectively. Because we, you know, you don't have to ask a government agent or pay attention to or apply to a government agent to do most of what you do in your daily life. You just do it. And people don't go around, you know, it's not the war of all against all, because that doesn't benefit people. yeah, Belgium goes a year without a government after every election. That's funny.
That's about right, yeah.
I would say state then, fine. If the state were to disappear. There's some great stuff as well that's been running on, again, the Mises Institute's YouTube channel. They have every year something called Mises U. And there's a whole series of lectures which takes you right from kind of, you know, economics in one lesson, which is their introductory stuff, right through to a lot of the high-end Hopper stuff and the praxeology stuff and a lot of the, you know, very, very first principles but dense philosophy that a lot of the Mises Institute people do. So I'd recommend a lot of the Mises U stuff if you ever stuck for stuff to watch, you know, if we're ever off having real-life stuff to do again. Mises U is a very worthwhile thing to watch, and it's all free. So pothole filler squads, yeah, that's like right wing death squads.
Absolutely, so, absolutely. Potholes. It's what we will use politicians for after I finish with them.
Filling the potholes.
Yes, absolutely. We'll need a whole politician per hole.
So please. I'm quite glad we kind of fly under the radar as it is, because yes. The thing is, as I've said before, if you're not demonetized, if you're not being censored, you're not trying hard enough, really. I think a lot of people have become very afraid. A lot of people have really just started tailoring content to the YouTube algorithm and to the YouTube terms of service.
Yes.
Whether they're aware of it or not.
And it becomes law. What has happened in the news? What is scandalous, and what has BreadTube been saying? Rinse and repeat, and it's a bit sad. We need to start sort of dictating the. I would like to see what's his name, Vaush or whatever his name is, starting to go. I want to dictate. I want to talk to these people because they're saying stuff, and I want to respond to them.
Cares. Nobody. Those people aren't thought leaders. They. No. They don't do anything. That's the funny thing. It's just like taking on people who were just quote unquote internet famous. They don't hold any power. They're not part of the power structure. So no. We don't talk about people like that here generally. I mean, we talk about some internet bullshit because it's fun, but it's it's not like there's literally YouTube channels out there which have like almost hourly updates on what is BreadTube doing now, and it's just like nobody fucking you give them power by doing that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know these people existed if it weren't for people like Sargon, people like other people in the skeptosphere, as it used to be, talking about them. I wouldn't know. I don't want to know. Every time I look at them, I go, "Oh God, these people are hideous." And they're not coming up with anything new. It's not new thought, as you say. They're not thought leaders. It's nothing new, sort of groundbreaking. Oh, these guys have had an absolutely fantastic revelation, or a hideous revelation. It's just the same old regurgitated nonsense. Well, it's usually pedophiles and
the cover image for an article I'm working on called "Barking at the Headlines." I've just put in general. This is basically what I think of 90% of "quote unquote" right wing YouTube content, on the especially the centrist YouTube content. It's what it is. It's I'm quite proud of this Photoshop too, because that's it's Tim Pool on one of the Red Letter Media guys from that meme. But it's I don't know. I shouldn't be as proud of this one, but I am. Fucking don't ask questions, just consume a headline and get angry at next headline.
Yes.
That is all I see.
It's about right though. It is about right. And it's a little bit sad, you know? Because it didn't used to be like this. 2016, 2015, back in the slightly earlier days, shall we say, there was some, it was still response, it was still, look at this mad blue haired feminist. Being bonkers.
Hey guys, did you know the feminism is bad?
For a while there, it was nice to see that someone was actually saying that, because boy, in industry you see it first as well, but nobody.
But Trick, I know we're all locked in our house, and the government is coming up with a social credit score system. And I know that there have been elections stolen, like, openly, but did you know that, like, feminism is bad? And also there are communists on YouTube? I don't know.
It is a bit at that point now, isn't it? There are so many fucked up, excuse my French, but fucked up things that have happened in the last year and a half. Literal stealing of elections. Literally, I mean, America, I don't know how they haven't gone ballistic over what happened with that election.
Well, they're still obsessed with the process. It's the same with like the scientism stuff as well. A lot of people, it's just like, it's the same with quote unquote facts as it is with political facts. It's the same with scientific facts. It's not the fact that you are making a cogent argument. It's about process. The more process people go through, the more that they feel that they have achieved something or that something is reliable or trustworthy. Like, you can create a peer-reviewed study about something that is a complete lie. There's so many of them. I mean, the social sciences are full of them.
Hmm.
And, you know, you can have an election that goes through all these processes that is just completely illegitimate. Or you can have an election that is completely legitimate that does horrible things to people. As again, we've talked about through the democratization stuff. There's two Scrum stars there, Trick. I've just noticed.
There is.
Yeah, the screen's all fucked up. And there's like a weird black thing around.
Hold on. Let me.
Trick. We're now getting like infinite. You're going infinite, Trick. Trick. The boominess is coming, Trick. Trick, the boominess.
That's because I'm trying to... All right, okay, hold on. Main content window is...
I think you've got like the old baked-in version that I made way back when. But no, yeah.
I should have used... I see what I've done. Okay, give me a second.
Yeah, basically what's happened is that we now have two groups of people online who are shouting at each other about their talking points from 2015. Because like every time I look at these... you know, quote unquote dangerous internet leftists, they are just stuck in 2015. And because their opposition simply follows their lead, they are both just stuck in 2015. It's not 2015 anymore. I don't know how to tell people that. But no, you're right, it is funny that you get all this stuff from the US and from the UK as well, all the COVID stuff, it all comes from a very similar source where people mistake process for truth. And, you know, they mistake process for justice. And ultimately, as we're trying to go through, once you get a monopolizing entity that has the monopoly on justice and the monopoly on issuing money, there's basically nothing you can do. And there's, again, to mention the Mises U stuff again, there was a very good, I wish I could find it, there's a very good lecture on there about like what isn't the state and defining what the state is and defining what, you know, a modern state and an overarching state is rather than just saying it's all human cooperation.
Ooh, like there's a bit more than that to a state. Yeah.
Some people think that the state, quote unquote, is just when humans cooperate, which, you know, there's this whole book kind of one of the basis of a lot of the more libertarian theory stuff that we talk about is human action. And that's kind of it's more of a refutation of that, especially when it comes to economic stuff. But yeah, sorry, I'll stop rambling now.
No, absolutely. Human action, the praxeology, if you will, of what we're doing. As humans, as interacting, that is part of it. But a state is so much more.
It is, yes.
And well, yeah, there's a huge amount of how shall we say, non-consensual things that go off in the existence of a state. That I'm not sure.
Well, I'm gonna say we're straight back onto Blizzard again, then, eh?
Yeah.
We all exist in we all exist in the Cosby suite. You know, I'm kind of pissed off that Paul Joseph Watson stole the whole Prison Planet thing. But like, you know, it's the infinite crab bucket, but we also exist in the infinite Cosby suite.
He might have a good point there. He might. Yeah, this is it. There is the state inflicts upon those people within the state. We are meat for the state, by and large, or at least are treated that way. I mean, I don't know if you saw the thing the other day with the NHS. Some poor girl trying, basically saying she was going to take herself out of the hospital and give birth outside of the hospital because the hospital were trying to take her baby off and run tests on the baby after she'd had given birth to it, and she was saying no. And they basically said, you know, it's not your baby. If you go down this route, we'll have you sectioned, and we'll take the baby off you on the spot.
Yeah, that is there's all kinds of weird legal things like that where technically the state will own either you or a family member.
Yep.
It's the same in the US. You can still technically in many states, as long as an immediate family member can commit you to a mental institution, and you cannot leave until that family member agrees you can leave in some cases. There's a whole host of stuff like that.
It's horrendous.
It is horrendous. La Valerie, I'm not reading the rest of your name because I can't pronounce that, says, to be fair, some are still only now realizing what feminism has been about. Yes, it's true. You know, you do need that thin end of the wedge. You do need the on-ramp. You do need, you know, the gateway drugs. But most of what we're trying to do here is that we're trying to be the point after that. You know, you can't have a wedge if it's all thin end. You know, you can't get anywhere if there's no, you know, the left always talk in very, very hushed and dark terms about the right-wing pipeline, but the right-wing pipeline actually leads fucking nowhere.
This is what I was about to get at. It's all very well and good saying feminism bad, guys, by the way, but you know what we've been doing with democratization. Again, it's essentially pointing out this equals bad. Thing equals bad. The big question is, where to now? Where do we go from here? What do we do once we've gone, you know what, feminism is bad? Okay, next, now what do we do about it? It's all very well, you know, well and good going, lol, you're bad, to feminist, but there must be some route to deal with this, and I'm hoping we're going to start addressing some things there, but it's difficult, because it's very easy to get Fed posty about it. It's very easy to start sort of shouting day of the rope, and, you know, let's use politicians to fill potholes. Literally. And much as that seems like a slightly enticing idea, there has to be roots. There has to be roots to reverse what is a general decay of society and collapse of civilization as we know it.
I saw some very funny comments, though, that people talking about, especially like modern mainstream conservative movements, like the British Conservative Party.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the... the rhino end of the Republican Party. They were talking about that. You know, they're not scared that the conservatives are going to be the ones who load them into the boxcars because they'll already be in them. That's the thing. It's like the modern conservatism really just seems to be wrangling about like what position in the boxcar you will be.
Mm.
It's pointing out how hypocritical the boxcar is, rather than, you know, trying to get out of it. There's all these ones people have talked about, but it's true. There's a large amount of people out there, and most of them have like position in government or position in institutions that are semi-governmental, who are quite literally saying that people who disagree with them should be genocided, that they should not exist, that they need to be in re-education camps. That was a huge thing. You know, people just took it for granted during the election, but that's what they're saying. I mean, I went on that whole rant at one point at Poor Undoomed because he was on seal of approval, and I basically was shouting that the left want you dead, but they do. They do want you dead.
Undoomed's a good buddy. I like Undoomed. I know Undoomed quite well. He's a good guy, but he's not quite as far down the rabbit hole as the rest of us.
It says that you need to be a rabbit. There needs to be a rabbit hole, and then... thing is, there needs to be a, you know, an actual extreme position that people don't disavow, because that's the only way you manage to get compromises out of people.
Yeah,
that you have to take things to the logical conclusion. You have to be able to carry that thought through and be able to say, here is the most extreme position you could adopt if things go that far to shit. And, you know, you need to be willing, if you actually want to be free, to take that position in certain circumstances. I can't really elaborate further.
Knife sharpening sounds intensifies. Yeah, I mean, I would. Do you know what? When Trump said, you know, if you want a new regulation, show me two you want to get rid of. That's my basic beginning line. You show me how to reduce government by every time you want something new, you get rid of two other things. Well, yeah, you reduce regulation, you reduce taxation. Just start it for once, and it will be the first time in my life I'll have seen it.
The problem is, though, that Trump said that and he tried to implement that, but like Trump is a great work example of why you shouldn't vote and why you shouldn't believe in democracy, because the best things Trump's tried to do in terms of the forever wars, they just lied to him.
Yeah.
If you remember about the Syria troop numbers, yeah. They just told him they pulled out of Syria and just didn't. That's, you know, the apparatus of state will, it won't cut its own limbs off. That's the thing. A state has never willingly and through its own processes reduced the size of itself. Yes, it just doesn't do that. It's like a contradiction in terms. It's like when Harper talks about the expropriating appropriator, when he talks about, you know, the night watchman state. It's, oh, I'll keep your stuff safe, but you got to give me part of it. A self-limiting and self-reducing government and state is, again, an oxymoron. Because it is always incentivized to increase its own size. So, again, Trump's a great work example of why that can't happen, at least within the confines of the process, and that people should, you know, start looking outside the process. Again, we have to talk in quite careful terms here.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, people should look outside the process. And to give people a bit of a sneak peek, this is partly what my speech will be about. In terms of British democracy, I basically try and make it a pipeline from people who consider themselves classical liberals to what we're talking about, because it's all well and good being a classical liberal, but essentially classical liberalism died in the early to mid 1800s.
Yeah.
It was killed by people like Hegel and Mills. As we talked about briefly at the beginning of the democratization stuff, actually, we talked about, yep, John Stuart Mill. And his version of liberalism is the only version that neoliberals will talk about when he was a devout utilitarian.
Oh.
Which it essentially makes him, you know, taken to its logical conclusion, utilitarianism is the Khmer Rouge.
Yes,
we are all subsistence dirt farmers because at least everyone gets to stay alive.
And if you haven't read it before, read J.S. Mill's book on utilitarianism. It is he is literally the most self-masturbatory power fantasy ever. He just constantly goes off about how great utilitarianism is. Reading it was horrifying because it's there's on liberty. You're thinking, okay, he may have got it. He seems to be on point there. Let's read utilitarianism. Oh my god, he's a monster.
Well, once you read that and you start to realize, once you reread On Liberty, realizing that's what he actually thinks, you start to see like the ridiculousness of the harm principle.
Yeah.
Because the real question becomes, who gets to decide what harm is?
Yep.
But the harm principle is how you get things like, you know, leftists saying speech is violence. You know, your speech is violence.
Same people that say that my speech is violence, they also say that I need to go into a re-education camp because I think wrong.
Well, that's because that, in their mind, is the outcome of least harm. When you apply the harm principle again, you end up with utilitarianism. That's why the harm principle is such horseshit. But again, we're getting a bit into the weeds of liberal theory again. But I'm sure most people here will at least have some understanding about Mills and the harm principle and some of the underpinnings of the 19th century, what became like very Whiggist liberalism, which is slightly naively kind of do-goodery, to be very generous to it. And at its extreme end, it's like control freak, I want to be king of society shit. But again, again, the speech I'll be giving is actually going to be called Deprogramming British Democracy. From classical liberalism to libertarianism, I will do a proper announcement video close to the time.
Cool. Yeah. No. I don't think I will be going to that one, but I might do yet. I don't know. I haven't even thought about it.
To be fair, I'm only going because they're giving me a free ticket for speaking. No. I'm not disparaging the event. The event actually looks really good. I'm just I'm a little bit hard up for cash at the moment, to be honest. So,
yes. So same.
the pandemic has not been good for people who are actually want to be gainfully employed and don't want to live off the state. So, Glow in the Dark says $2 donation. Pedos cause harm. Get the wood chipper. I agree entirely.
Yep. No, it is. Wood chipper is definitely a good option.
For those wondering what that background noise occasionally is, Trig is eating a chili.
Oh, oh. Damn! You're outing me eating it. God. Ah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I am. I. It's a nice chili. I didn't think that was coming through. I've been trying to take the microphone.
There's
off.
A slight clatter of cutlery occasionally. It's, if I didn't know you were eating a chili, I would just discount it. But sorry, I've added you.
Damn. Okay. Yes.
No, you have been outed there.
Look, I'm hungry. Okay.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I did quite a lot of cooking, so I'm. I sympathise with you entirely.
No, I was going to eat about an hour and a half, or well, actually longer than that ago, and then we kind of got into a session of watching weeb shit on my server, and then all of a sudden time had flown by.
Yeah, you were watching ReZero, weren't you? Which an anime. I
yes, yeah.
You know, looking back on it, I actually kind of intensely disliked ReZero. I really didn't like it.
Really? I will say that I quite enjoyed two or three aspects about it. A, it went from very, very, very cute to holy shit, they just cut that guy's arm off, there's blood splattered everywhere, and now we're watching him bleed out whilst he sort of whimpers and cries for help. That's a bit brutal. And also Rem is best girl.
Like, you're stuck in 2016 now. Rem was like waifu of the week 5 years ago.
I hadn't seen it then, okay?
We've been through so many waifus of the week since then. I can also just see our viewer numbers just plummeting. No. It's I occasionally watch a little bit of anime. I've not been keeping up. To be fair, that the anime I've watched recently has been season 2 of Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. So that's quite a cute, if slightly weird show.
I have not seen that. That was the last one before this was me watching brutal amounts of Berserk and then reading all of the manga.
Well, Berserk's good. Everyone recognizes, apart from some of the missteps, like some of the like the weird CGI movie they did that everybody hates.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of good Berserk out there. No one's going to fault you for liking Berserk.
No, Berserk's fantastic, absolutely fantastic, and the music and score and everything done very, very well.
I will say thank you to HK9410 and Portrait Seal for being members for 3 months. That's pretty good, guys. Thanks for all the assistance, and thanks for the consistent support. That does help quite a bit. It's good to get at least a little bit of beer money from the ye olde YouTube channel, because God yes. knows that both YouTube and AdSense make you jump through horrendous hoops to get anything out of it. So,
yes,
fucking canna. Oh no, let's not get into Dragon Maid stuff. There is. Glowy, thank you for the dollar as well. There, I've never really read manga either. I have like one entire manga. I think I actually gave it away. No, I gave it away. I had the entirety of Death Note because I got it really cheap because I wanted to compare the differences between the manga and the anime.
Right.
But I ended up getting rid of that. Actually, I ended up just not keeping.
You see,
because it's very similar, so.
See, I actually tweeted this out the other day as well. We were having a discussion about manga and anime, etc., etc., and the differences between them. And I had I have on my shelf right next to me actually a VCR version of Fist of the North Star, because that was made in 87, back in the VCR days, and I had it then because yes, I'm old. And Fist of the North Star is a manga.
Yeah.
Because it is released as manga video, not anime.
Oh god, that's stupid. Well, people didn't use the term anime in those days, right?
Exactly, and I managed to get so many people to have a meltdown at me, and then
it's so obviously a wind-up, though, and like a low-effort one at that.
Low... Okay, fine. Fine, be like that. Low effort. I am Wounded, sir. Wounded. Digging out 87, well, a 1987 VCR and the sticker on it that says manga. That's not like that. That I went to extreme effort for that. It was perhaps pointless. But yeah.
What MMOs did you play then, Trey? Because you mentioned earlier you
Oh
were
God.
weirdly addicted. You played Eve, didn't you, at one point?
I played Eve. For the best part of three and a half, maybe even 4 years of my life, right as it was released, up until when they were bringing in wormholes and various other stuff, I was a member of the Northern Star Alliance. Yes, I was a member of the NSA. we were a pirate corp as part of the Northern Star Alliance in the North 00 space that would constantly attack people who were down in the southern part of pirate space, who turned out to be Russians, literally flying for the NSA against the Russians in Eve, which is kind of wild when I think about it now, because that was the Russian mafia after all. But no, we were playing that every day, to the point where I was waking up at weird times in the morning, just to log in, just to switch over training and so on, so I wasn't losing any skill points. It was
Jesus.
it, it I can get very, very addicted to these sorts of things. That was the last one I really did any serious amount of time in. I also used to play a nice cute one called Age of Wulin, which was I guess kind of like a World of Warcraft type of thing, but it was kung fu, based in kung fu surroundings, and
Oh, that one. I remember that one.
you were a
Yeah.
member of a school, and you would train
That
with your
was really
school,
interesting.
and then you'd go and fight other schools and steal their scrolls and their secret kung fu styles, which was it was kind of cute, kind of pretty, but
Oh,
again,
sorry. I'll go entry.
I was gonna say again, it became, you know. Oh, I have to do this. I have to log on at this time to do my training. I better get home from work early.
Oh my God.
Kind of nonsense.
That's getting towards like WoW raid piss bottle territory.
So I decided that I maybe I probably should steer clear of MMORPGs because I get obsessed with them too much.
That's the way they're designed. Oh, I
Yes, played
forgot.
Age of cool. Yes, it was a good game. Good game. I liked that. It was very pretty, and some fun stuff in it.
I think the only ever MMO I ever like played was Guild Wars 2. That doesn't really count though, because it's Guild Wars 2. I guess I played a bit of, I don't know, is Warframe an MMO? Kind of.
Warframe is an MMO. It's not an MMORPG, though.
No, it's MMO FPS, yeah. I played a little bit of Warframe.
Yeah, I played. I mean, Christ, I used to play huge amounts of stuff like that. MechWarrior Online, in fact, MechWarrior Online. I have. I suppose it's all right now. At the time, it was do not tell anybody, you are sworn to secrecy. But MechWarrior Online, I was had direct line to the devs. I was part of a small group of people who used to speak to the devs during closed beta, whilst
You
I'd
got the
open.
squirrel.
I got the squirrel. Yeah, there was about 20, 30 of us that would work directly with the devs, and yeah, literally pre-release versions that were then released to the closed beta people who'd paid for early access would be getting stuff that we'd already done some testing on. But that game, oh man, that game was hilarious when they released it. When they first opened it up the first week, I had a KDR of 150 to nil. I was that good at that game at that
Oof.
point.
Okay, yeah, pretty bit of an advantage there.
A huge advantage. I knew everything about that game. It was like, oh yes, here's some new mechs. Everyone's like buying the new mechs. I knew exactly how to set them up, exact everything. And our team we just ruffle stomped people all the time. But it became. They took all the fun stuff out of that game. That game had the potential to be absolutely hilarious. They had knockdown mechanics. I'd got small 30-ton mechs that could run up, do flying kicks into 100-ton mechs, knock them on the ground, and our mates would just run on and just stomp the
Yeah,
100-ton mech.
the old 505-year-olds approach.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's quite funny.
And they were just like, no, you can't do that. No, stop doing that. Right, we're taking that feature out of the game because you guys are just going to ruin it for everyone. And I
You
think
guys ruined it. Stop playing the game like that.
they just made the game boring though. They made it just it was literally balanced into the point where it didn't really matter.
Man, yeah, that's kind of what they did with stuff like Overwatch. I played a little bit. I was bought Overwatch as a present. Most of the online games I've played in the last like 5 years have been presents. I'm not the biggest fan of online games, to be honest. Apart from like, I like smaller games. I can't believe you guys were playing 100% Orange Juice at one point. I've been trying to get you guys to play that game for fucking years. And every time I'd mention it, you'd be like, 100% what?
Yes, and now I don't know. It was on sale, and it was like £1.50
I
or
have
something.
all the DLC for that game. And I
Well,
have all the DLC for that game because I used Idle Master for a week. That's some. Remember Idle Master?
drop in at some point in the near future.
Okay.
Because we've got well, we'll have a 100% orange juice session.
We
Might even stream it. Fuck it.
do have more donation. I didn't see your comment on your dollar donation there, Glowy, but it's pretty much the same as the one you've given in your $3 one, which is mass immigration is just meth the economy. Once we don't get new bodies for the meat grinder, it will have withdrawal. Economy is cheap, easy, increase in numbers. Yeah, and the other comment that you gave as well, I've been telling people about this, that mass immigration is basically any government will come up with the cheapest, easiest, and generally worst solution to a problem. And if the problem is that they need people to do certain jobs, their solution will be, again, cheapest and easiest in that they will find the cheapest and worst labor they can. They'll just ship it in from overseas. But yeah, you're very much right about that. Speaking of racism, donated $5 via Super Chat and said, "Tally is always best girl. You shut your mouth, Trig. Scrump, you may like cooking, but please put the fork down. Tuba sounds." I am actually losing weight at the moment, so well heeded.
Hold on, Tali. Tali is what's Tali from?
I don't actually know what that's in reference to.
Yeah, that must be is look, after Rem, right, if we're going to go the other Berserk is Casca, of course. I don't know who this Tali person is. Unless we're talking Tali Zora of Vast Normandy.
I th that was my first thought.
Yeah. In which case, no, you're wrong. Her knees go the wrong way around.
Yeah, she Tally's not the best. Also, they have like when they showed her face, nah.
She does have a nice accent. I've got a bit of a thing for the whole sort of Eastern European, sort of slightly German, sorry, Russian-y accent. But
They're basically space gypsies, Trick.
yeah, I know.
She's female space fee.
Now
Now I've ruined Tally for you.
you've ruined Tally for me and for everyone else, and yeah.
Oh God, Fox Stryker there asking an Evangelion question.
What?
It's obviously Rey.
I don't know. I don't know Evangelion. Oh, no. Oh, no. There's so much. See, there's so much anime that I haven't watched. And people call me a weeb for watching like sort of Naruto and
know.
Berserk and stuff. And
I like that Tom Cruise the Todd became a meme for a while, but the whole tumbling down thing, that's from
okay.
Evangelion.
Oh, okay.
That's an Evangelion meme. It's from
Yeah.
End of Evangelion specifically, which was awful, by the way. I don't know. I've seen people try and defend End of Evangelion, but good lord, is that bad? That's getting the fucking robot, Shinji.
No, I don't know Evangelion. I'm gonna have to check that out. No, Akira. I used to have loads of Akira manga, but I only have one left. I don't know where the hell they went. Again, old school stuff, sure.
Okay, I lied. Actually, I recently watched most of the Brave series, and most people in the West don't know what the Brave series is. The Brave series is basically what Sunrise made after the Transformers franchise.
Oh, okay.
It's actually really good. A lot of the Brave series, especially stuff like Goldran and Galgaga, is it's very fun. It's quite cheesy. There's a great. I can't remember which one I am, but there's a great bit where this robot accidentally gets another robot pregnant, and they have like robot kids, and it's like a running joke.
Hold on, what? wait, what?
Yeah, kid show.
Okay.
No, it's basically like a little bit Gundam Wing, but mostly Transformers. Quite fun, quite like, you know, Monster of the Week-y in most places, and it was basically made to sell toys because it was a Takara. Basically Takara would hand them the ideas and the stuff. Although that got reversed near the end of the show. Actually, Sunrise was kind of based and went, "We're going to make the show you want, and you're going to make the toys around it," because the show got so big.
That's what I didn't like about Guyver. Guyver, you know, I watched the movie, the really iffy Hollywood movie, and decided to track down the anime, and it was like there's a toy advert every 15 minutes in the damned anime. which was a bit of a shame. Maybe I watched the wrong one. But you know Guyver, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Of course. Takes place in a school. Well, they all take place in a school. Kid gets superheroes. Of course, they all get superheroes powers in a school. Yeah. Was it the first to do that?
I'm going to say, have any of you guys in the chat ever watched any of the Brave series? Because it was huge in Japan. It was like bigger than Transformers. It was like one of the biggest kind of children's series in the 90s in Japan. I'd recommend stuff like Brave Express, Mike Gain, Jay Decker, Goldran, and especially Gal Gaiga has a hilarious theme because they just kind of go ga 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 ga. It's like super over the top and quite fun, but it's just something nobody has heard of, even like anime aficionados of like what's the Brave series. But it's actually worth watching. It's good fun. One of my few anime recommendations from the past few years, because it was basically just like it ran for the entirety of the 90s and was huge. And a lot of like Japanese toys came out of it. I think some of them were marketed as Transformers toys in the West.
Yes.
Sorry, go on.
I was going to say, judging by the chat, I mean, I've never heard of them. Never heard of Brave. Mind you, I was busy exploring other dimensions in the 90s.
It's stuff we never really got over here. Bitterdick, Mr. Bitterdick there. Ben Mint Bitterdick, that's pretty funny.
That's a
Mike
name.
Gain did have some hilarious butt rock for the transformations, yes. I quite like... I like Mike Gain as well, because the whole entire conceit of the show, I think, is that it's a Transformer set that is based around trains. But the entire premise of the show is that the world is covered in... they had to justify it, so the world is basically covered in train tracks. Like, it's like rail world. And that's how there's always a railway nearby, because they have to get there by rail. it's like the night boat joke in The Simpsons.
Huh. That's cool.
Sorry, I stopped talking about actually obscure, I guess in the West, anime stuff.
Yeah,
because I have very niche experiences and interest in that stuff.
You see, you're going to get me on the other one that I don't really often mention very often, but I do really really like Tanya the Evil.
Tanya the Evil's good, and that was huge. That was
massive, and is really fucking good. Although there was you would like a Nazi lolly, blah blah blah. No, Tanya the Evil was just fucking outstanding. Standingly well done, and she has and I share the same opinion of communists. They're not people. In fact, I was who was it told me to watch Tanya? That was years ago as well. I think it was a mod on from Athens who happened to have Tanya the Evil as his avatar.
Oh yeah, because it was a big meme for a while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What's that, Fox? Anti-communism is the most based form of lolly. Yes, absolutely goddamn right. Commando! Yes, that's him. Yes, Skull, yeah, you're right.
Kizer GT, are you referencing that some people are meeting up in Manchester? Is that what you're referencing? Foreigner, yes, I have seen the entirety of Lane. My girlfriend, Jess, actually made me watch Lane. I have seen all of Serial Experiments Lane and make endless like cereal jokes about it. I used to post those memes a lot with the breakfast cereal stuff. That's actually a very good anime. I would recommend it. It was also very ahead of its time. It predicted a huge amount of internet stuff. In like, I think it was like 96, 97. Like way, way, way before a lot of like, I don't know. I don't want to say like a lot of Matrix stuff ripped it off, but basically I think the Wachowski brothers, because, you know, they were at the time, the Wachowski brothers watched Ghost in the Shell and watched Serial Experiments Lane and went, we can do that.
To be fair, Ghost in the Shell is excellent. Absolutely excellent.
It is excellent, yeah. The first one, not, I don't know, some of the TV series stuff was pretty good.
TV series was good. Some of the films got a bit out there. But yeah, no, the whole Laughing Man stuff and the Standalone Complex was, yeah, good shit. Very good shit.
Standalone Complex was great, especially with the Takachomas.
They were my least favorite. The Takachomas were. I understand now. I've rewatched and gone through. I understand why they're actually important, because they're the development of an AI growing up and learning. But at the same time, I was a bit sort of, maybe I was just a little too old for cutesy kitty tanks.
I thought they were fun.
Yeah.
And then it gets very sad at the end. Because, yeah, spoiler alert for Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. The Takachomas all sacrifice themselves to save the world. Yes.
Has anyone God. Here seen Cat Soup? I don't know what Cat Soup is. Apart from that might be horrifying.
I've heard of it. It's like a cutesy... It's an experimental film, basically. I think, like an anime art film almost. It's, I don't know. I think I've seen it at one point, but I don't remember it honestly. Unless I'm thinking of something completely different. I'm not entirely sure what that is, and I'm too lazy to Google it. So,
lots of fridge horror to the cute tanks. Yes. Yes, no. Takachomas, no. But Major Kusanagi was good choice of cybernetic body shapes. Let's just say that. Nice outfits too.
Well, to get us out of this anime rut.
Yeah,
yes,
please.
There was a lot of anime.
Please.
to be fair, we've not really talked about it much before on the show, so I guess people are interested. Yes, Fox Striker, I have seen Outlaw Star, and it does have an amazing theme song still.
One of the best.
I used to watch double bills of Outlaw Star and Cowboy Bebop on a short-lived UK TV network called TNX.
I remember TNX. Yeah.
Yeah. That also had like stuff like Space Ghost Coast to Coast on it, and like at 10 p.m. The Shield for no reason. It was actually really good. Just like, hey, let's just put good stuff on TV for a while. But it also had like, they must have had to pad it out because it had a huge amount of like harem anime stuff at a certain point. Oh, what were those? Tenchi. It had like all the Tenchi series running in parallel.
Tenchi, cool.
You don't remember Tenchi, like Tenchi in Tokyo and all that? Tenchi Muyo, Tenchi Universe?
Vaguely, though. TNX was... When was this? It was 90s, wasn't it? Again.
No, this was early 2000s.
Early 2000s, okay.
So like 2001 to like 2003, I think it ran, or something like that.
Right, okay. Yeah. I'm not going to get into too much, but I wasn't... wasn't watching a huge amount of TV back in those days. It was after me scrambling my brains and exploring other dimensions, but there was other stuff.
Well, see, I was like 11, Trey.
Yes, I know. I'm old.
We just got like cable and broadband at the same time. This was so long ago that we got it from cable and wireless. the company.
Oh, damn. Damn.
It might
okay.
have been. It might have been 2000 then, actually. It might have actually just been 2000. God, I'm feeling old now. That was 21 years ago. Two decades ago.
Don't. You're not old. Christ, you want to talk old.
Yeah, Tenshi Muyo, there was three of them. There was Tenshi Muyo, Tenshi Universe, and I think Tenshi in Tokyo, if I remember correctly. They're burned onto my mind because they used to run like triple bills of that shit. Because it must have just been filling airtime. It has been cheap to buy.
Was that with NTL?
That was before it was NTL.
Yeah, so it would have been Diamond Cable was NTL as well. We turned into NTL, so... Yes.
And then some of them became like Wannadoo and Blue Wanda. Then they all got gobbled up by Virgin Media. Some great UK ISP lore for you there, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, before NTL, round where we were, it was Diamond Cable. And yes, I used to know some people that were actually literally laying that cable, laying pipe, etc. And,
Oh, God. You know what we could talk about, though? Remember the golden age of, like, cracked and fake cable boxes? Like, remember the golden age of illegal cable?
Yeah, very much so. That's literally kind of where I was going. Also, a friend of mine got hold of some of the cable, the hardened sort of plastic tubes that they were putting the actual cable in or laying into the ground.
Conduit.
Yeah, the conduit. That's a good word for it, yes. And,
that's what it is. It's called conduit.
Yes. Well, he called it bong-making material. And
God, you were using, like, HDP conduit as... God damn it.
Uh-huh. You used to sell them at Sunday markets and so on for a tenner. spend half the week cutting them up and building these things and then go and sell them at markets. Totally illegal. Do not crime, kids.
I remember that was a big thing in the US as well, and was the whole stealing cable thing. Uh-huh. I vaguely remember like a Simpsons episode about it, although it might have been slightly later season. God. Now that we live in the age of streaming services, like, sometimes I don't, like, even if it's available to stream, sometimes I don't bother. I'm still really, really bad for just, like, downloading stuff. It's just so much more convenient. Like, I can stream stuff off my home network, too, but I found that weirdly unreliable recently. It seems to vary with the weather. So, like, I will quite literally pick up my laptop and bring it downstairs and hook it to the TV as the only 100% reliable way to get stuff playing.
Yeah, I mean, there is still something very nice, and I've got an old hard drive that I don't even have plugged in anymore, but it literally sort of 2 gigabytes of just movies, TV shows, etc., etc.
2 gigabytes? That's not many movies.
No, it might be more than that. Terabytes, even, yes. Yeah, yes. full of stuff. But it's an old hard drive. But yeah, you just never do it anymore. Nobody ever downloads stuff anymore. It's all streamed. And then you go, oh, let's watch this. Oh, no, they've taken it off.
Oh, they took it off stream. Yeah, I just... Well, I have fast fiber internet again, which is nice. And it's just so quick to download everything that honestly, it's... Piracy is still more convenient. And I think it always will be. Uh-huh. It's just such a better service. You can get it in different file formats. Because I'm still like using a PS3. Honestly, it actually fills all my needs. I still use it for Netflix and Amazon Video and all that stuff. Because like, I don't want to get a smart TV because they spy on you.
They do as well.
I'm gonna have to eventually, but I'm still hanging on to my like old HDTV from like 2007.
No, weird. You say they spy on you. Weird shit happened to me. I was watching an episode of Jeeves and Worcester the other day. And in the last week, I have received a whole bunch of adverts from Amazon on that TV about Jeeves and Worcester. I was watching Jeeves and Worcester on YouTube as well on it. It was weird. I was just like, you know what? This is too much. I'm fed up of being spied on by my TV and getting marketed crap based on what I've watched. It's horrendous. Fed up of that crap. Incidentally, yeah. Jeeves and Worcester is excellent. You should, everyone should
watch it. Oh, Jeeves and Worcester is excellent, yeah. But, like, I don't know. It's, you show it to people today, it's like, why is Dr. House talking to the man who reads the Harry Potter books?
Yeah. It is. But it's Dr. House acting a complete buffoon.
God, like Americans who don't know Hugh Laurie is British.
Oh, I know. It's hilarious. The amount of people who go, no, no, he's American. No, he's not. Here's some of his early work. Christ, I didn't realize.
I nearly got into like an actual fist fight in Seattle because I was with like friend of a friend people. One, they didn't know why Seattle had a Jimi Hendrix statue, and two, they kept insisting Jimi Hendrix was British.
Wait, what? Jimi Hendrix.
You know, actually have.
You know, I'll take it. Oh, we can have Jimi Hendrix. We'll have him. Sure.
Yeah, we'll take him back. Seattle doesn't appreciate him.
Yeah, absolutely. Jimi Hendrix ruled. Four acid tabs under his fucking headband on stage, rocking out, tripping his balls off. Legend. You know what? We actually need to do something about this as a stream, because I've been thinking about this a lot. It's been bugging the crap out of me. 80s. Music, fashion, style, all very definitely 80s. 70s. Music, fashion, style, all very definitely 70s. 60s, 50s, etc. Goes back. Yeah? 90s. Again, music, style, fashion, very definitely 90s and 2000 and 2010 and now. It hasn't changed since the 90s. Something.
Kind of. I think the thing is, like, basically, history ended with 9/11. Honestly, you could make an argument for that. We just live in this horrendous, like, managed decline. I was talking about this the other day, and I can't remember the example that I gave.
But so you're going to argue things that the end of history is actually happened.
Okay, officers looked a certain way in the 80s. They looked a certain way in the 70s. They looked a certain way in the 90s, and they still look that way.
Yeah. Yeah, we have not moved on since the 90s. In music, in even fashion, it's actually not as wild as it was in the 90s. Sure, you know, things aren't quite as slightly avant-garde as it was in the 90s. Things have gotten more corporate. More, God, what's the word? Basically focus grouped. It is, yeah. It everything has been focus grouped into mediocrity since the 90s. I hate it.
I have a few examples written down somewhere, I can't remember where, but there's some great examples of how stuff just has not developed in the same way that it did decade to decade pre-2000.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely, again, not to get too ahead of ourselves, but once we finish the democratization series, I already have planned out like post-democratization. We're going to do the 50s, 60s, 70s. And I don't know. I'm trying to come up with a name of what we do once we get to 2000. Because 2000 to now is definitely a different era. Mm. Definitely things were altered, I think. Post 9/11, things became very different.
But yeah.
And it is just, like, it basically is just managed decline.
We have got it is impossible to find a rock musician or a musician in general that is a massive drug addict, piss artist, absolute genius, but is probably going to die next year. You just can't find them. You don't know, you don't hear about them. They probably exist. They're probably down the pub, rocking out with their mates and desperately trying to get signed, but will not.
Maybe the last one was Amy Winehouse, but I don't think they were really a genius. They were more of a retro artist, to be honest. They were a bit of a novelty act.
She's got a hell of a voice. I think Amy
Maybe
Winehouse.
Maybe she should have gone to rehab. Maybe she shouldn't have said no. We are old and making Amy Winehouse jokes.
I don't care. She literally, I hate the fact that she's the last of the drug-addled greats. Because she wasn't, but she, literally the last one to do it.
Oh man, I don't know. It's just, yeah, things really have just stagnated culturally, musically, just in basically every way, the past 20 years. We still live in the same era. Like things have just not moved on.
Cancer. Burn it down, start again. I didn't say that, did I?
Okay, if you're watching a movie and the movie was filmed in 1974 and it's set contemporarily, you can tell. You can say, that's the 70s, this is a 70s movie.
Yes.
There's certain things you can watch in certain films that I've been watching as well, that you could watch it and you could think, when was this shot and when is this set? Because it's this indistinct period where like you still see like it's a lot of 90s cars, but people still had a lot of 90s cars in the 2000s, and this maybe the music, if it's got a pop soundtrack, can kind of narrow it down, but
It's not very narrow. I can stick on the Prodigy these days, and people are it sounds like any other music. In fact, it sounds better than a lot of modern music, and that's from mid-90s. You can tell by the phone, basically. You can oh, they're using a flip phone. It's the early 2000s,
Yeah,
but
but the
it.
thing is, you could still be using a mildly recognizable flip phone any time from like 2005 to 2010, I guess. Again, the thing is, there's identifying factors like that, but let's just say you could show a panning shot of a street and you would know immediately what decade that was set in.
Spot the 70s, spot
Apart
the
from,
80s, spot the
yeah.
50s, spot the 60s. 90s till now, you wouldn't be able to tell.
You would struggle. 90s a bit easier, but 2000 until now, the last 20 years, like if you're in 1985, the difference between a film that was set that is set in 1985 and 1965 is massive. But the difference between a film that is set in 2001 and a film that is set in 2020, sorry, let's yeah, a film that is set in 2001 and set film that's set in 2021 isn't that different. I mean, I know we've had the pandemic shite, which may become this like hard cap, like it was with 2001, of where you can start to identify things. But there really isn't much difference, especially in the last decade. I'll put it this way: you can identify a film that was set in 1985 from a film that was set in 1975, but you would struggle to identify a film that was set in 2018 and a film that was set in 2008. You would struggle.
Yeah, but if I you putting up a band, if I brought up, say, Zig Zig Sputnik, yeah, great 80s band, so fucking 80s it's untrue. You bring up that one of their music videos, it'll be people in literally fishnet stockings over their face, punk hairstyle, loading up a Mac 11 in the back of a limo. And then, walking into it, it was so incredibly 80s, it's untrue. Brilliant. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
You can't.
Fox Striker says the 2000s are different than the woke times of now. They are different politically, but aesthetically and culturally, in many ways, they are almost indistinguishable.
Yeah, no, it's aesthetically no difference.
I will say that certain things are a giveaway. You'll see a lot of like mid-2000s stuff, especially with the nu metal aesthetic. you can tell. When sometimes you'll get films that are incredibly like 2003, 2005, but once you hit 2010, especially, you really just get the culture soup.
Yeah.
We have even technologically, I think we've slowed down, and it really is a result of kind of our post everything mono, like kind of it's like a we have this weird homogenized global monoculture. That is familiar with only certain things. Then we have all these like micro cultures in it, and that's the problem. That there is this weird overarching but very thin veneer of monoculture, and all these people who exist in these completely separate communities now because of the internet. And it's a very odd time, and honestly, a very barren time for many people culturally and artistically, and even aesthetically. Like, 2021 just looks shite.
Yeah.
We didn't get the cyberpunk. It is like it's the middle manager at a Wimpy Burger equivalent of dystopia. You know, it's the iron 24K a year at Tesco version of dystopia. Mm. We are in the most boring dystopia you could ever have, and I'm quite upset about it.
Yeah, look at this. I'm just going to show a few seconds, and there's no sound on there. But look at this. You cannot get any more 80s than this music video. You could spot this a mile off and go, dear God, that is the 80s. And I fucking love this shit. I can't believe we don't have this anymore. In fact, let me just a second. Look at this. He's loading a Mac fucking 10, a silencer onto his Mac 10 as he's riding along in a limo. I just mentioned this. They get out the limo, they go out and rock on stage. This is how the 80s, this is what they thought. Where are my pop stars with Mac 11s? I mean...
Trig, I know you love the 80s, and the 80s is very, very recognisable, but yeah, I definitely culturally we have slowed and stagnated. And
stagnated isn't the word, it's just death. It's not stagnated, it is slow, depressing death of civilization. Prove me wrong.
We live in the managed decline. We live in like post democratization. That is where we live. Does anyone have any more questions before we round up the stream? Because this is more of a shot. I have to go to bed relatively soon because I'm being a good boy and getting up early tomorrow.
You do. You have a job interview, don't you?
Yeah, I do. So I'm trying to limit this to, you know, maybe an hour and 40-ish. So
yes,
we've got a few more minutes, but I don't know.
Good luck with that. I will stop rambling about the 80s. Still prefer the Uzi over the Mini Uzi? Magoo, I think you're right. The Mini Uzi was a handful. You fired it and it went all over the place. It was even worse than the Mac 11. Mac 10, Mac 11, depending. Mac 11, of course, is the 38 ACP, rather, sorry, 32 ACP rather than the 45 ACP in the Mac 10.
I thought the Mac 10 was in 9mm.
Mac 10 was available in 9mm as well, but it was also available in the big boy 45. Which,
I didn't know that. Been educated today.
Yes, which was a very big handful and made the suppressor get very, very warm, which is why you needed cloth around it, I'm told.
Fair enough. You were told.
Yes.
Reliably informed, Trig is reliably informed.
Yes. Yes, we will not go into that. But yeah, no. Yeah, it was available in 45. And yes, they had a very, very cool, well, very, very cool, very fucking psychotically lethal briefcase mounting for it that would empty the magazine so quickly that it couldn't spin 180 degrees. Before it had emptied the magazine, which is fortunate when they were testing it, because it nearly killed everyone testing it.
High rate of fire saves lives, apparently.
But yes, you've got a. So, what's your job interview tomorrow? Or can we not say? Or
I'd rather not say. But
fair enough. Fair enough. Well,
it's a technical position. I'll put it that way.
Cool. Well, I will. We won't hold you up too much on that in that case, because...
No, it's fine.
I'm going to get dragged back, and we're going to end up watching more ReZero, and then play some orange juice or something, probably. In the server. But, what was the briefcase gun they used in Ghost in the Shell, by the way?
I think that was an amalgam. I think that was a composite character.
Yeah. Although, because the MP5K that was very, very well done as a briefcase, because they actually got the trigger in the handle grip, and you could just Scrump becomes a UK Fed.
I don't want to be a UK Fed. I don't want to.
No, don't do that. No, it's not worth it. The pay's shite. Trust me, I've heard.
Dude, I don't want to be a. I don't want to be a Fed. I don't want to.
But I've got to get some stuff sorted out as well soon. Paperwork, more paperwork. A good friend of mine requires me to write a. Because you know I was like best man type sort of thing
Yeah.
recently.
I'm aware.
I have to write a document for the government to say that this that they are good people and they are not trying to defraud their way into the UK because they are from Texas
Oh, God. It's such a joke. It's such a joke when you get fucking dinghy doctors every day as well.
I know. It's the crazy thing is that they're going through all manner of shit trick to get over here from Texas. I'm sat there going, literally, get some boot polish, get yourself in a dinghy, and paddle over from France. You'll be in no time at all, and it won't cost a thing. But you know, it's not strictly true, and I'm sure that wouldn't be a pleasant journey. But yeah, no, it's getting to the country legally, nightmare, nightmare apparently.
Yeah, it is.
Craziness. Oh no, another one saying no, I'm not a glowy. Fox, no. This is not true. Haven't even seen me. Most people when they see me are just convinced. This is like nah, you glow. You glow like a fucking sun. It's a, it's the suit and shades that does it. Sorry. I
It's fine.
have a piece of chili stuck between my teeth.
Anyway, thank you guys for
Yes.
listening to us ramble. This is more of an easing back into it stream. We
Indeed.
will finally be doing World War II democratization next week. Don't worry.
Yes.
We just wanted to make sure people knew you were alive, update you on the situation, let you know that this YouTube channel will be continuing going forward. We just got very, very busy for a while.
It got very busy, it got very sad, it got very annoying, very everything. And yeah, screw the NHS. But
Yes.
yes, we are back
Again,
and yeah.
thank you guys for donating. Thank you for the continued long-term membership. There's a few people here that have been members for 3 months. That's very good. Yeah, we're still ticking along. We're more interested in quality rather than quantity. So we'll, when we have things to say and when we have time, we will do things really. That's all I can really promise. But yeah, until next week, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye.
Gonna keep doing that. Two runnies are too good not to.